Well, you guys are having this discussion about the notebook. No one has noticed the incredibly stealthy Martina shuffle over from the table, grab Mr. Silver's pistol, look at everyone in the room as she puts the pistol up to her own head, and she says the words, "There's a rat in the kitchen," and pulls the trigger and blows her brains out right in front of you all. And I need all three of you to make a sanity roll.
All right.
What the fudge?
That's bananas.
Oh my god.
Yeah. At least I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. All
right. I made it for once. I rolled a 14, finally.
Okay. So, despite being okay, or, you know, not losing your mind, you are going to lose one sanity point for passing it. Mr. Silver, how did you do? Because you did well.
My sanity is currently 51. I rolled a 60.
And you are now going to be sitting at a minus 2 on that, bringing you down to 49. I have something very fun for this.
Yeah, I believe I'm getting a bout of madness.
Where's my sanity again? I made it, I think.
You did.
I got a 45, so I was below 50.
But you lost 3 last time.
I did.
You
got
below 47, and you did. So you will also lose 1 sanity. Okay.
So about 46,
Mr. Silver, I have in my hand a deck of Call of Cthulhu cards here, and we're going to let fate be the judge of what happens to you.
Oh.
I need you to tell me 1, 2, or 3. I have separated the deck into 3 piles.
2.
Okay. Well, this comes with the territory, but you are suffering suddenly more than ever paranoia.
Fuck.
You realize that you can only count on yourself at this point. Trust no one. Everyone's out to get you, even these guys in this room. And I think that's perfectly in line for this this little situation.
Cool.
So all of your decisions at this point need to be based around the fact that these guys are probably going to kill you.
Okay.
Whether they are or not, that's how you feel it's going to be.
Well, I'm going to jump down and get my gun from her. I'm imagining now dead hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At first, I'm going to be pretty pissed, because this is my fancy gun, it's engraved. And then I'm just going to kind of point it at you guys and just be like, what the fuck is going on? Are one of you guys doing this?
We're not doing anything. Please stop pointing the gun at us. That's crazy.
Yeah, you need to think real carefully about how you want this to go down, kid.
Look,
I'd put that gun away.
There's a lot of shit going on in here. There's only us. I know it's not me doing this. So it's got to be one of you guys.
We just want to get paid and go home. All we got to do is make it to midnight, okay? If we start turning on each other now, we're screwed, like Mr. Gray said, all right? He already knew something was up, that something weird was going on, and he was deeply concerned, and then he took off.
The worst thing that possibly exist.
We all saw him. We all talked to him. He was very real. I think. Okay? We saw something. We remember talking to him, right? So let's all chill. Have a smoke. Put the guns down. And let's try to figure this out. All we gotta do is make it to midnight. Not a big deal. We got snacks.
Okay. Okay.
It's crazy that I'm the one saying this because I'm looking at my sister-in-law's head blown all over the wall. How am I going to explain this to little Mikey that he doesn't have a mother now? This is crazy.
I mean, this might not be a great time, but we were probably going to have to kill her anyway.
It just made things easier. Plus, she never liked me, like she said, so, you know.
Okay, I'm going to calm down a bit, I think. I'm going to wipe some blood off my gun. Again, I'm pretty annoyed. This is a very fancy gun. I spent a lot of money on this. I'm going to put it back where it belongs. I'm just going to kind of take a seat, put my head in my hands, and just try and get through the rest of this night. It doesn't seem to be moving forward if my watch is telling the truth.
Would you like to look at your watch to see if it's telling the truth?
No!
Yeah. I think I'm locked into this.
You look at your watch. This seems like it's been like, you know, half an hour since the car incident. But you look at your watch and you realize you've been in this warehouse for several hours, as it is now about 10:45 p.m.
Okay.
What time is it, man?
It's about 10:45. I know that seems weird, but the closer we are to midnight, the better. I don't care anymore.
This is good news. Let's celebrate. Yeah. Okay.
Only thing that's weird is how you managed to misread your watch earlier.
I didn't misread it. It's a Casio. It's very clear.
You hipster with your old-time watch.
I love that you're wearing that right now. It's so true.
It's a great watch. I love those pants.
Yeah, they are really good.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so some shit has happened. You're sitting here in this kitchen, and you hear what sounds like it could have been footsteps coming from the main room of the warehouse. But they're really soft footsteps.
Do we all hear it?
Absolutely.
There is not a chance I'm going to look.
All right, just be ready, I guess. I got my gun out. I'm just going to slowly open the door a crack and see if I see anything, and I'm going to listen.
You see, man, mid-30s, wearing some like blue striped pajamas, just pacing back and forth in the main room, reading some papers that are like stapled together.
He's in his pajamas, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. All right. I'll turn around and say, I get a load of this, I guess.
They look out
for somebody else to come look.
It's okay. Can we see him from the room?
Yeah, if the door is opened all the way, you definitely can. Just seems like a dude just turning pages and walking back and forth. He's really into what he's reading. Doesn't seem harmful at all. Like, he seems like just a dude in his pajamas.
I'm gonna say shoot him. I'm losing it. Nothing good has happened in here tonight. There's some random guy that's come in. We don't know who he is. Shoot him.
Are you gonna shoot him? Or are you telling them to shoot?
I'm just saying shoot him. I'm not leaving the table. I'm losing it.
All right, yeah, what the hell? I'm going to go storming out there. I'm going to have my gun out, and I'm going to be like, hey, you're not supposed to fucking be here. Get down. Get on the ground.
He stops, and he drops the papers he's holding. He puts his hands up, and he says, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I would really appreciate you telling me where I am and why I'm here. And he has a total look of confusion and compliance, and he's like getting down on his knees with his hands still up. He's totally calm, but he is confused as much as you are.
All right, well, I'm going to say, hands behind your head. And then I'm going to, with my foot, I'm going to try to take his papers and kind of shuffle them on the ground away from him until I can back up to a safe distance and kind of look at him on the ground to see what's on him.
Okay. So they're stapled together in the corner, and as you kick them over, the front page is on top. It rolls itself back on top of the pile. And what you read on the front page is, it says, how do I want to word this? It says, play script for Dockside Dogs, draft 4. And it has an author's name that doesn't seem familiar to you on the bottom of that front page.
Okay.
I told you we should show him.
What the hell is this? You some kind of playwright or actor or something?
I'm an actor. My agent, Mr. Gray, gave me this script to look over. I'm in my room reading it. I'm really into it. I'm walking back and forth. And then all of a sudden, I'm not in my room anymore. You come out of this room over there with a gun pointed at me. You're screaming. I don't want any trouble, man. I'm just reading the script. I was really, really into it. Don't know what's going on. You could have it if you want. Just don't shoot me.
I don't know what to say. Yeah.
I'm going to...
Gladly. Can I have a hand or...
I want to... No, just stand the hell up or I'm going to shoot you. All right. I'm going to try to take him at gunpoint into the, you know, little kitchenette or whatever we're in. That.
Okay. He's totally like... He complies with you, like, completely, 100%. He's not fighting you. He's not resisting. He still looks like he doesn't have a clue what's going on here.
All right. Now, did Mr. Silver and Mr. Green hear all that?
Sure.
All right. What the hell are we going to do with this jabroni?
I feel like... Oh... Perfect use of jabroni, first off. Second, I think we're going to have to... This guy, I don't... He just appeared out of nowhere. Okay, so we got to tie him up. I'm going to go find some more of that binding. No? I mean, what do we do? Just like let him freewheel around?
Use the rope for Martina. I don't think she's going anywhere.
Okay, yeah. I will go retrieve the rope off my sister-in-law's dead body. Thanks for making me do this, you crazy people. I'm going to go get the rope off of Martina's body, if that's okay, Keeper.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. As you go to do that, you all notice that your left hip just has an ache to it. You don't know why. You don't remember bumping it. you're not going to take any damage or anything, but it's like you've been like sitting for a long time, or you've been cramped up in a car, or you've been, I don't know.
My sciatica all of a sudden.
Yeah, there you go. Your just left hip just has a dull ache and it doesn't make any sense. You all look over and see that this guy in the pajamas has one hand up and he's like open palmed, like rubbing his left hip. And he seems to also be feeling this discomfort.
Does he look any different than the first time I saw him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
He says, what's going on here anyway? Like, what are you guys doing hanging out in a place like this?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we work here.
Okay.
I'm going to go get that okay. script.
No, that's good.
I don't know. Just go. I'm flowing.
Right? I'm going to go get that script, and I'm gonna start reading through it at the table.
Okay. Yeah. So you go and get the script, and you lay it down on the table or whatever, and
I'll read it out loud.
You see on the second page that it says this is for... this is for the actor whose name is Taylor Meldrum, and he has already got a part in this play.
Okay. What are the contents of the play, as of the script, as I'm like reading through it? Like, what's the story?
Well, it starts off with this incredibly high octane heist, where there's these six guys dressed in monocolor suits, stealing these big boxes. There's a lot of action, a lot of bullets flying. Some of the guys get away. And it becomes really familiar to you that what you're reading is what has been happening to you today.
Well, this is some kind of sick joke. You know, who put you up to this? Is this some kind of double cross?
This is what I was talking about with the book. It's the same deal.
It's a joke. Says,
I don't know what you guys are talking. My agent gave me this script. Right after supper, I started reading it, got really into it. I started really identifying with all these characters. And it's one of the best scripts I've ever read. And I'm so happy that I got the part. I mean, it's a really small community college, you know, play. I didn't even have to audition. Like, they wrote me in. They said, you can have this part. I do shows for them all the time. But I'm really excited to do this. It's going to be insane.
You're not in SAG, are you?
No.
I was going to say, there's a strike going. You don't want to be a scab.
You don't want to see what we do to scabs.
Community college. Yes, he'll take care of you if you're a scab.
As you were reading out the script, I've kind of got my head more and more in my hands. And then after you have that bit of a discussion, I say, guys, my name's Taylor Meldrum.
Well,
what?
Then I guess I should maybe say something as well. My name is Taylor Meldrum.
No.
Yeah.
What kind of sick joke is this? You know, I'm not even going to tell you my name. I think you can guess it because you seem to already know.
No. Wait.
What is happening?
I'm going to ask the guy in the stripes, what's your name?
This is going to sound really weird, man. My name is Taylor Eldrum. My name is on the paper. This is my copy of the script.
We all have the same name. You're the only one that's an actor, right? You guys aren't actors.
No,
I have my name.
He speaks up, raises his hands gently, and he's like, somebody in this room besides me is an actor.
It is not I.
How do you know?
How do I know it's not me?
No, how does he know someone else is an actor?
Oh.
Because it's in the script. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just getting this part. But I've read, and I think that what I've been reading is what's been going on here.
What part?
But what have you got? I'm not going to rat you out, and I'm not going to try to stop you from finding out reading the script. But in the script,
I quickly flip to the part of the script where that's in it, and I'm going to see who the other actor is.
So in reading the script, you see that it turns out when the cop is pulled from the trunk of the car, she immediately made eye contact with Mr. Silver. And she kept her eyes on him pretty constantly throughout the whole ordeal before he went off to get rope to tie her up with. And there's a note in the script that special attention should be paid to a sense of familiarity when acted on stage.
Well, I'm gonna slide that page of the script over to Mr. Green, and I'm gonna say, what do you make of this?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me what it says?
What, you can read, right? It says Mr. Silver is a goddamn actor somehow.
I just want to make sure we're seeing the same thing, okay? Look, okay, Silver. Do you act in plays, movies, films, TVs, commercials?
No.
Why would this thing say you're an actor then?
It doesn't say I'm an actor. It says she looked at me like she knew me. She probably did. Or if she didn't, I mean, look, guys, come on. I'm 19. I'm gorgeous. Look at you two. You're what, 50? You look like you're in your 20s. You could be 35. I don't know.
I'm 23. Of course she's going to look at me.
Come on. Of course she's going to look at me. Maybe she did recognize me. Maybe she's that girlfriend whose name I couldn't remember.
Look, I'm not saying anything at this point. Somebody's screwing with our heads.
Yeah.
I think we need to divide this loot up and get the hell out of here. We can go our separate ways. I don't need to see any of you ever again.
I'm with you on that. 100% in.
I don't think we're going to get out of the warehouse.
Not with that attitude. That's stinking thinking, Mr. Silver.
You don't have to.
What are we
going to
do with this guy?
I don't care. Somebody help me load this box into the trunk of my car so I can get the hell out of here.
Done. Let's get rid of my car, too. And then you and I can leave. Silver can stay here and fish whatever he needs to do.
You know what? No, this guy, he can stay. I'll get in my van.
Okay, yeah.
You guys hear a knock on the door of the warehouse. And you hear a voice from outside say the password. Which, although I can't remember it as a person.
Cadillac 4358. See, yes, that's how you know it's a good password.
Wow.
4358. He says the password.
It wasn't Scorpion, no.
It was definitely not Scorpion. That was the stupidest password he has ever heard.
Aw, I didn't think it was that bad.
All right, because there's a scorpion engraved on my gun.
Yeah, right? Scorpions are badass. Come on. Okay, yeah, so shit, if somebody said the password, I guess we got to go answer it. I'll go over to the door.
Okay, you go over to the door. You going to open it up?
Yeah, I'm going to open it slowly so I can see who's out there, and I have my gun.
So you see a man dressed like a fisherman in yellow plastic waterproof raincoat and galoshes and pants the whole bit and a hat. And he looks at you slowly. He says the password again, but like a question.
Who the fuck are you supposed to be? The Gordon's fisherman?
You see, as you say the words and you really are studying this guy's face, that he looks very similar to, let me strike that. He looks familiar to you, but you can't quite place why or how. But he says, it's midnight. I've come to do my collection.
Great.
And he steps away from you to one direction and sticks his arm out towards the dock, and you would see his boat there.
Okay. I'll turn around and say, look, this guy knows the password. He's here to collect this loot. Sooner we can get this behind us, the better. Let's just give him the damn boxes and I can go home and forget any of this ever happened.
Apparently the password's in a script now, so he could have just read that somewhere. How many people have the script of what we've been doing?
Look, it's a joke. It's a prank. It's the boss messing with us. Maybe he's trying to set us up. Let's just get it done and get the hell out of here.
Yep. Yep.
I have a quick question. What was the script the guy brought in? Was it complete? Like, or did it just kind of go up to what was happening?
Who's to say?
Ooh.
Okay, so I guess, why don't we check what the script says? If everything's following the script, if the script's complete, we'll know.
Okay. I like it. So you turn to the end of the script and begin reading the story. The ferryman arrives at the warehouse and invites you and Meldrum to accompany him to his boat. And you all bring out the boxes and load them up one by one. And he tells you that the boss is waiting for you across the lake, that he will ferry you there. And he knows you'll be looking forward to getting paid and getting some warm food and moving on. And sure enough, his boat is moored at the end of the pier. And Meldrum enthusiastically accepts the ferryman's offer. Like, he just totally just pulls his wrists out of the ropes that were so loosely bound. And he just strolls on down to the boat. And he's like, he's excited. He's trying to get you guys, like, hurry up. Like, let's get it loaded. Let's get out of here. While no one is compelled to go, according to the script, everybody does. And out at the pier, a dense sea mist covers the water. Through the mist, a distant light can be seen shining on the far side of the bay. The sea is no longer a sea, but a mass of roiling fog. And the ferryman, who you now realize is Mr. Gray, grasps the oars and begins to row through the mist across the lake towards Carcosa. Anyone looking over the side of the boat witnesses large, indistinct, octopoid beasts moving through the foggy waters.
God, here we go.
Just what those beasts are is a mystery. Fuck. When everyone arrives on the far shore eventually, they see a strange moonlit city before them. It's as if a century of progress has fallen away. Gas lamps shine on the old cobbled streets. Towers and twinkling spires adorn the skyline. The scent of exotic spices drifting through the night air. It's a dreamlike vision that looks like something out of the mind of some artist that everyone's forgotten existed. And it's clear that you're definitely not in Los Angeles anymore. And the ferryman bids you adieu and says, make your way through the streets of Carcosa to the palace. Mr. Yellow's expecting you, and it doesn't do to keep the boss waiting. And then it says, end.
So that was all, that was kind of the conclusion of the script.
The conclusion of the script and the conclusion of the game. Because none of your characters are real. They are characters in a script that is being read by Mr. Meldrum in his little apartment.
Oh, man.
It's the best script he's ever read.
That's a twist.
That is a good one.
The twist. We're not real. We're just NPCs.
Yep. he identified with different characters, different aspects of his personality, and that's why you were all named Taylor Meldrum.
Good God almighty.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, I did not see that coming.
I didn't either.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it very much. That was amazing. Really cool. That was a blast. I did not see that coming.
I didn't either. I was looking for a specific type of story that would be easy to, kind of define a winner. Yeah. Like, I wanted to use it as a way to give away, like, a prize package for Hair Raising Horror Week. If your guy survives, then I'm going to spin the wheel and you're going to, you know, whatever. Yeah. that was kind of my goal. And so I went on Reddit and I found, a recommendation from someone when I asked that this would be my go-to game. So I bought it. It's not one I wrote. It's one that was pre-written. But I read it and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Absolutely great. I really figured you guys would kill each other. So there'd be like one guy left. But
it got close. It got close.
It did. I didn't want to push too hard because it was.
Wow. That was fun and like freaky too, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
my conversation with Mr. Gray was terrifying. I lost 3 sanity on that.
Did you?
Yeah, it rattled me, dude.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Silver was an undercover cop.
What?
He was only acting as a criminal.
A 19-year-old boy cop.
That's like 21 really Jump Street.
I was 19.
Teen cop, yeah.
Yeah, man. So in a way, I was an actor.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I should have assumed.
Yeah, I should have known somebody was the because somebody had to be the undercover cop because it's fucking Reservoir Dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, yeah, like clearly I was supposed to cut that cop's ear off or something. But, I just didn't have time, you know.
You would have got there. You would have got there.
Right.
Hey, I'm Martin. I wrote the book Unexplained Scotland, and I have a new book coming out very soon that is about weird stuff all over the world throughout history. Should hopefully be out in a month or two, and it's going to be really, really cool. So check out, follow me on Instagram. I turned into a Martin, and there'll be some updates on there.
Hey there, Tobias Wayland here, Editor-in-Chief and Lead Investigator for the Singular Fortean Society. If you're interested in keeping up with any of the weirdness that we get into, you can follow us on our website at singularfortean.com or at singularfortean on pretty much any social media platform you can think of, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Hey, how you doing? I am Steve Berg. I am an actor and a podcaster. I have a podcast called High Strangeness, and we talk about weird stuff, man. So if you're interested in that, you can find it at High Strangeness on Apple and Spotify. In social media, I am Bergmaster5000. See you soon.